Wall Street banking firms are being criticized for their role in the collapse of Enron. A Senate investigator has concluded that investment banks helped the now-bankrupt energy trading firm hide its debt through complicated lending schemes. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Citigroup executives were the last to testify at the hearing, and before they'd even reached the witness stand, the financial markets had already reacted unfavorably to the accusations coming from Capitol Hill. Its stock price down sharply for the day. Citigroup's David Bushnell addressed lawmakers.
While we regret our relationship with Enron, we acted in good faith at all times. Our employees, including the bankers who are here today, are honest people doing honest business.
But there were vocal displays of skepticism among lawmakers. Senator Fred Thompson of Tennessee says it's clear to him that bankers at Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and elsewhere had a vested interest in designing complex structures that allowed Enron to borrow money without counting it as a debt.
Bankers are making hundreds of millions of dollars in fees. So the transactions are very complicated, but the motivations are not.
At issue in the investigation is a series of transactions called prepays that allowed bankers to hand over cash to Enron in return for a delivery of some commodity, in this case oil or gas, at some future date. Subcommittee Chairman Carl Levin read from an internal Citibank document that explained why Enron was so eager to enter into prepaid deals.
Near the bottom, about five lines up, it says, Enron gets money that gives them cash flow but does not show up on books as big D debt.
He then asked Citigroup's Richard Kaplan if he agreed the strategy for concealing debt was Enron's goal.
I would say, Mr. Chairman, that was one of the express objectives of the company in entering the financings.
And that you were aware of that objective?
Absolutely.
Kaplan added, since executives inside Enron and the firm's own accountants had signed off on the deals, they were perfectly legitimate. But not all of the Senate's questions have been answered. There are documents that raise questions about one deal Citigroup cut with Enron. In this case, bankers allegedly verbally agreed to make a loan they knew was improper, but then left the full terms of this deal out of the legal paperwork. It's these incidents that the committee will continue investigating. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.